with the seven-limb prayer on the back of the first base sheet, the short mandala offering, request to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then we'll go to the green sheets, and we'll do the predicted to the 21 Taras, and then when Geshe arrives, we'll do the Lamasokapa Guru Yoga, and if everyone will also remember to pick up the mantra, the Hayagriva mantra. So we'll say those too. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tan che shag ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong korwa ma tom bar du le ju ne dro la che ki ko lo korwa dam da zeng ge na jang chu chen po ngo sa ji pe ki chu xin me tok tam ri da li shi mi de gen ba de sang ye jing du mi te Sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, guides like knocking instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sphere Rose Turbine Lotus. Homage she whose face combines out and moon did fold us, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blooming lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation hearse here. Homage crown of Tathagata, section triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, there's Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tre and pe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left, out, right, and blazing in a raging fireplace. Victory, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Kamit Jatha heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jamudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning mitting garlands of light. Murphy laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with the home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments most shine. Mikaba in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Hamashi with wreath ablaze, like beyond ending, far abiding. Rush that weapon joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamashi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Hamish, happy versus peaceful, she who sealed his beast nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Hamashi with joy surrounds, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezeth human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to day with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom Bartha something 63, Smeru Mandara and Vindya. Shielding in her hand the hammer wound of devil-like form, Lucite spoken tower MP, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are us to honor, armored in far joyful splendor, she dispels that drinks and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam, Lucite Sara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Joseph's the spirit, Yakshas, and Corpus Supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So let's read the accepting difficulty as a path on the front of the first base sheet. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessing to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So should we say some Hayagriva mantras? Palamazopa Rinpoche's health and long life. They're on the little slips of paper if you didn't get one in the basket. Geshe-la has not given us the pronunciation for this mantra, so I'm just guessing. So I'm just going to chant it the way I've been doing it at home. Hri benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. 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 We benza koda 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 haya griva hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. Benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. We benzo koda higher, we will hulu hulu humpe. Rebenta koda haya griva hulu hulu humta. 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 We bento 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 koda haya griva hulu hulu humta. Rebenta 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 koda haya griva hulu hulu humta. So if you turn to page 22 in the silver book or page 7 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth. By renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now please turn to the next page, page 26 in the silver book or page 13 in the booklet, and let's recite 21 of the five line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa to ourselves, and then on the 21st one I'll chant out loud, and then we can do that together. Mig me tse we te chen chen ze se 겐페왕보잔테양간젠게페츠겐송카바로산다페샤라소아레 Now turn to page 34 and we'll read the second stanza of the dedication. It's on page 21 in the booklet. In all my lives, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Chidan Tsoki Chonam La Jan Chubar Dudani Kyab Suchi Dagi Chen Yengi Peser Nam Gi Dola Pen Chir Sangye Du Parsho. Sanji Puki Shushing Meto Tamri Ravnishi Nite Genpari Sangye Jindu Mikte Uwa Idro Kunamda Shinla Chepar Sho Chetsu Lama Dampa Kena Kichu Kukala Kense Chujin Tri Chita Tsampe Laza Getcha Ki Charpa Wab Tu So Hidam Guru Rata Mandala Kam Nirya Tayami
Good evening.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
How are you? Hi. Hi. Welcome back to Loving Class. next Wednesday class, so when we do the mandala offerings, so what you can visualize, you know, you just, Shakyamuni, like say, just think, you know, just imagine from Shakyamuni Buddha to all the way to Lama Tsongkhapa, all this, you know, Lamrim Rinpoche Lama. So then just visualize making the wonderful offerings. So, because that we are getting some benefit reading Lamrim here, there, even though not already actualized entire path from the Lamrim, but we're getting benefit sometime here and there. So because of their, you know, their hard work, so we are able to, you know, study Lambrim. So just imagine, okay? Just imagine. If you like flower, you can just visualize flower. If you like, you know, some kind of, you know, candy, you can just like visualize candy. Anything, just, you know, visualize offering. Just imagine, like, all the Lambrim lineage, Lama, that we are making offerings to, as a purpose, the purpose of that, you know, making these mandala offerings to all the Lambrim lineage Lama is to receive blessings from them and to, as a Tala Kangdo Gomla Jod, means whatever we learn from these books, so then, you know, through their blessings, then through our, you know, like the wisdoms that able to, I say, apply into day-to-day life, you know, right away. You know, what we call application. Hmm? Application for Lambrim job. Applications. Sending application to Lama Tsongkhapa for all the Lambrim Lama. to able to apply, you know. So then, so far, what we covered, you know, we read many things here. So when you summarize, you know, so first, you know, the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, that's what we learned. We read about biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, trying to understand who is Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, how he studied, and how he applied, and how he, you know, like I say, what him required to reach aha moment. Okay? So that's the first one in the beginning of Lambrim. It's about Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, life stories. Second, importance of, you know, spiritual teachers, so importance, how to find qualify spiritual teachers based on the qualifications that we learn. No, so then not just that, then also qualifications from, you know, as listeners, you know, like as a Lambrim followers. So what kind of qualification that you need to possess, unbiased, you know, attitude, So then, having an interest in Lambrim teachings, then the having ability to distinguish between what is ethical, what is not ethical, to things to do like that. Okay, these are three qualifications that we have to possess. So that's the second topic, importance of, you know, teachers when it comes down on the Lambrim realizations. So then, like, how to find that, you know, and to find the qualified spiritual teachers. And in order to do that, we have to understand the qualification of, you know, spiritual teachers. Then one important thing is what we learn is like, means if that once we find the teachers, if the teachers tells you something unethical, you simply say no. There's full permission is given in the Lambrim teachings that we can say just say no. So the purpose of this, you know, that the teacher role is to lead you to, you know, out of the samsara. If something the teacher tells you to that ties down you in the samsara, then you simply say no. These are important things, you know, that will prevent. This is called what we call, you have to have wisdoms. You have to have wisdoms. Then after that, you know, how to think good about yourself, precious human life. Very important, precious human life. How to think, you know, so I'm very, very proud to be human. I'm very, very proud to be human, you know. And that's something that we all can do. Yeah, I'm very, very proud to be human. So then, way down, with Marge here at the center, talking about, you know, like overcoming the fear of being perfect, overcoming from being perfect. So very existence is imperfect, what we call from Buddhist point of view called samsara. Very existence is imperfect. So it can be, you know, it can be perfect on certain things, and generally speaking, you know, so I think when you think about the true nature of samsara or existence, that, you know, kind of liberates you from the fear of being perfect, okay? So then, very proud to be human, you know, very proud to be human, and also how to define oneself, you know. One point, you know, like almost like travelers, you know, been traveled long, long time, from long way. It's almost like travelers, been traveling from Buddhist point of view, long, long times, you know. You don't go back, you know, you always, you know, to, because there are so many things to discover, you know, so many new things to discover. So, Shambhala, Shangri-La, Shambhala, and Tushita, Vajrayogini, Pure Land, all of this, you know, to things to discover, you know, slowly. So that means we don't live in the past. We are at the present moment, we are traveling, looking, you know, we are still discovering, you know, looking. Don't plan to stay. Always plan to, travel. Okay, Desi matches. No, Don't plan to stay. Plan to travel. We are travelers, we are constantly in the journey, you know. So anyway, so therefore, so better to prepare to, that's probably too much to get out. What I'm trying to say is, you know, like, say, always prepared, you know, then being proud about being human beings. That's a part of the preparation for journey, you know. So then, you know, like, look at, like, oh, it's wonderful that every day, you know, every day, the way I define myself is fully capable to make my day better, you know, intentionally. That kind of gives you some kind of strength, you know. So like, oh, like, you know, you always think of the past, but okay, what did you wrong? You know, I think something, you know, like, this is only you can do as a human. If you are not human, you can't do. Intentionally, I myself is fully capable, that's how I define myself, fully capable of, you know, as in the making my day better, you know, by hour, by minute, by second, I can think something good. So that's why be proud to be human. You know? There's something very special. So, you know, that's the gift, there's something very special. This is kind of, you know, like, according to Lamrim, it's like hitting a lottery. Once a million? One in a million. No, that's like hitting a lottery. How we can feel something like that? You know? So that's like, I don't define, you know, myself as a this and that. You know? So I think, where to define yourself? You know, like, oh, I don't define myself. So, okay, I'm very, you know, angry person. I'm kind of depressed person. I don't enjoy life. You know, I have so many things to do. You know, if you have so much work to do, not much time. I like to take vacations. So I'm not going to be able to take vacation. There's so much on my work, all like that. You know, then once a while, probably if you think to be proud, just being human and define yourselves, what you are capable, fully capable, to making your day something, you know, like better day by focusing, starting with seconds, minute, hours, you know, like that. Okay, so that's the how you say the topic that we cover. So the precious human life, precious human life. So. Not as a quote of it, you know, that what we fail, you know, like say, make some kind of commitment, then broke, you know, so then you say that bad about that, not doing anything, just feeling bad and bad, not recognizing that you are still fully capable to make change, you know, rather than just quote of it, and that has a something that has been done. What do you do as a Buddhist? What do? You purify them. No? So you don't think about that all the time. You only think about that when you're trying to purify them. You think about them deliberately, voluntarily. You bring them up. Then you purify them. Then you move on. Okay? So you don't just live with that, no? I say, you're wrongdoing for forever. You just don't. You only visited them when we do purification practice. That's the only time you visit them. No, you don't visit them every single minute. That's not good. The best way to visit them is go back to that, to, you know, when you're about to do purification practice. Then you deliberately, briefly, you bring them up. Then you look at them. Then you think twice. Then you purify them. So then you make commitments, you know. I am fully capable not to repeat this again. I try all my best. No, so then you can't just, I say, existence is the fact. That's the reality. It's like imperfect. Whether you like to hear or not, that's what we call samsara. No, so that you can't, we can't fix everything because there are certain things that comes with the package. No, so that they have, it's important to recognize that, okay? So then something like that, you know, try to cheer up yourself. Just mentally, I'm not saying, but mentally, that's why this all this book has been about that, it's taught about that, how to cheer up yourself, you know? Thinking something positive. Positive. It's very, very important. No, it's very important to cheer up yourself. You know, so that it will help. It will definitely help. You know, so we have to know, like, whether it's like thinking about precious human life. So that's the subject we cover, precious human life, including myself. What we need to do from now on, we should think. No, we are on constant on journey. We are travelers, you know. So we have to prepare our journey. So, like, we better prepare our journey with happy mind, you know, positive mind. So, you can still stay. But at the same time, you can prepare. No, preparing for journey doesn't mean I'm not able to stay. You can stay, but still preparing for journey. So as I mentioned, each one of us has responsibility how to reach that message across to our friends, you know, especially people who are feeling down, you know. So this will help. Dharma is medicines, you know. Dharma is medicines. We all learned that at the beginning of Lamrim, it's medicines. You know, so you take that medicines when you get sick. You don't take that medicines. You need that medicines when you get sick. So similarly, if the mind is not, you know, happy, so there's the time we need some medicines from Lamrim to cheer up ourselves, cheer up. Then one day you'll say, I'm going to chill out with Lamrim. That will be fantastic. Oh, yeah. precious in my life, okay? So then, after that, so meaningful, so difficult to find. This is all about, you know, how to feel, not just good, very, very good. Not just good, you know, very good, very special. Not just good, very special about, you know, as just being a human. So then, so meaningful. Why? Because I define myself. You know, I define myself because I'm fully capable to make things better. You know, that's why it's so meaningful. That's why it's so meaningful. You can only do if you're human, intentionally. Not just do, you can do it again and again, again and again, again and again, till you can reach that last, say, aha moment. Okay? You can do that. That's why it's so meaningful, so difficult to find. And that's so far we covered, I think. Right? We are still on the... So that's not part of this. I just want to, you know, review. So don't think, oh, this book, I can't think of all this lamrim. But, you know, you can't just say two sentences about importance of teachers. So, you know, it needs more explanations to us to understand. So that's why this page is getting, you know, when you look at the topic itself, there's like so far, I think, like 84 pages done. 84 pages done. What we cover importance of teachers, spiritual teachers, and the Lama Tsongkhapa life stories, importance of teachers. Also, then precious human life, we just cover three topics. That's all 84 pages. So when you summarize like that, you know, then, you know, that it gives you some kind of, when we finish reading this Lamrim together as friends, you know, we read with each one of us a responsibility how to get this message, this wonderful message, definitely will help people to improve their life, the way how they think about their life, you know, how they think about other people's life, not just people, all living beings' life. So each one of us has responsibility, you know. So like say, when you think about, you know, changing whole world, you know, that's like how you can change whole world. There's like so many different consciousness, you know, there's like human life, there's a 6 billion consciousness, 6 billion consciousness functioning totally based on six billion different karma. That's hard, you know, there's kind of, that there were. So then, you know, how's about changing one life, changing one thought? You know, that's something we can do, you know, rather than changing like 6 billion thoughts, that's quite challenging, but changing one thought, changing one living beings. That's how part. You know, that's how I think the. That's how it should start. Bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion. All this, you know, has to start from somewhere. If you start from the enemy, it's too difficult. Start from strangers. There's not really much connections. So then, where you start? You start when the close one. No, then you move to the strangers. Then you move to the person you don't like. So then become universals. That's how the process. That's how, you know. That's how the process to one becoming Bodhisattva. That's the process you go through. You begin with, you know. There's so many nice words that we use, you know, sweetheart, honey, all these things, you know. So then. And then based on that, and how to, you know, to like the person that you are close to, close one, then how to develop those qualities that we mentioned in Lamrim teachings. Okay? So then I will stop talking now, so I'll read some from Lamrim. So are you happy that so far we finished 84 page? Yeah? We are moving. That's good, we are moving now. So now, you know, if you are thinking about, if you feel proud just being human, you are practicing Lam Rim, okay? You don't have to sit down. You are practicing Lam Rim. If you feel something very special about yourself, you are practicing Lam Rim. If you feel that your life is very meaningful, you are practicing Lam Rim. Oh yeah, so then if you are like thinking, okay, I'm fully capable to make my day better, then you are practicing Lam Rim, just like meaningful, that life, this life is meaningful. Okay. Oh yeah. So this information is how to get close to broader audience, you know, so that each one of us has responsibility or responsible, okay? Then one thing I mentioned, I'm probably going to say it again. Not using the Dharma language, but that's what I'm saying, that you have to cheer up yourself. You have to cheer up. Why? Because this heartbeat will stop. Heartbeat will stop. It's been beating quite a lot of years. It's been beating since we were born. It's beating, beating, beating. It will stop. That's why we should enjoy our life. When I say enjoy, you know, there's ways to enjoy, you know, like to think something good. When? Now. Why? Not because you come to Karambasa, not because of that. Why now? Because this, when this heartbeat is going to stop, unknown, uncertainty, it could stop any moment. So therefore now, you should think something good, you should enjoy, you know, you should say something good. If you want to say, just say now. Because this heart is constantly beating since we were born. You know, it's like beating, beating, it will stop. That's why we should, I say, from the loving point of view, enjoy, cheer up your life, you know. So don't live miserable life, just cheer up. When? Now. Mentally think something, think now. So then in the end, you know, just enjoy, just enjoy, just think good. Why? When that heartbeat stops, nothing matters, nothing matters. Only thing that matters, that you've been so happy, so, like I say, grateful just to be human, thinking about it again and again, those things will go. Beside that, everything become nothing. Even his body become garbage. That's all. Garbage. You know, this is not, it's become useless. That's all. That's why. Not because you come to Kadamba Center, because of these three days. These 3 days, you know, that's why people should do good. Not because I'm Buddhist. Not because of that. Because it will help. Because as I said, you know, we are like on the journey. We are travelers living happy life, peaceful life, ethical life, moral life will help it will contribute towards our journey. Okay. Oh yeah. So that's I think this for me is quite important. Not because I'm monk. So then it becomes like a burden. You know? So like why I have to say prayers? Because Osera told me I have to say prayer because I'm Gishi. So that doesn't make sense. Why? So. Okay, simply like that. This is the three base. That's why. Because these three bases for me, for everybody, is same. You know, it's not different, same. So that's why, you know. So then, you know, every day, you know, here, there, a little bit here, there, you know, get some rest, you know, then do something, then, you know, get some rest. Then that's how, like, slow, okay? So now I will really stop talking. These are important. So, okay. Samula, we stop where? We stop So they're difficult to find, okay? Difficult to find. Yeah.
Oh,
125. If you're just thinking something, what went wrong, what happened, what kind of miserable experience that I had in the past, from the Western point of view, no, because of Western, majority of the Western people's minds are very, very scientifically driven. Life only goes far as to the mother's womb, that's it, right? So then people who are practicing Buddhism, they should get more depressed because, you know, that goes way beyond than that. So much happens. So that's what, that's not how you do. So no, anyway. Sorry. Tetam kona nyung chune teni namtar mijide didatin de nyung chine diba shenda arab de shirung tetar nye kawa sambe talyang tendi nyejue la kolna ni shinto chuse ba tala so. So it's like wasting your life, generating negative energies, you know. How much negative energy the body can generate, limited. You know, how much you can say, you know, there's limit. But how much you can think, there's no real limit. You know, mind goes on and on and on and on. So that's why, according to Lam Rim, wasting your life means generating negative energies, okay? Negative minds. So that's exactly how you waste your life. Sometimes now you understand by reading Lam Rim, you have some understanding. Oh, you know, this life is that difficult to find, the life that I possess, I'm not aware of. You know, so when I'm reading Lam Rim, which has been taught 650 years ago, then some Lama Tsongkhapa said, 2,500 years ago, Shakyamuni Buddha said. 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said, repeated again. So now I kind of realize the life that I have is like so difficult to find. So then, if it's so difficult to find, say, you walk around, you go outside, you know, looking, say, for example, there's one story like, one beggar found a piece of gold to the garbage. The beggar just threw it away. Thinking, I'll find it again. Never found. Like that. No, this is like wasting. So, choose, okay? Choose means, you know, waste. Choose. Tedanye kawa sambatan di. Nyojila kolani. Oh, now you thought this is very precious, very meaningful, so difficult to find. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Lama Tsongkhapa said to who? To us. To us. Us who don't see that, no, so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find, who don't see that Lama Tsongkhapa was telling all of us. So now, having that knowledge, then if you, you know, then how that somebody can waste, you know, just, you know, being pessimistic, or being negative, it's no good, no good at all. Now, slowly, scientists, medical expert, scientists, now they are slowly finding out, you know, oh, this has, you know, the negative impact on the blood pressures, negative impact on this and that, you know. So now they slowly they are finding out, because they sound slowly they are realizing this, you know, negative thoughts. These are, you know, kind of destroying our immune systems, you know, healthy immune systems. So now people pardon me paying a little bit attention, because they are, you know, having negative impact on their health. So they physically they want to be healthy, And Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, not just physical health is important, but mentally health is, that's also very, very critical too. Body, mind, spirit, what they are talking about now, that you see time to time this workshop, body, mind, spirit, it's all related. Then it, we have to develop this strong wish. So now, like, ways to develop, you know, positive thoughts. If that requires, if that helps you to read some prayer, please do. If that helps you to meditation, helps you to do that, please meditate. Or reading a Dharma book, if that helps you to do that, please read. Otherwise, waste of time, completely waste of time. If having altar, setting up altar, if that helps that moment, that's count. That is count. You know, so impact, positive impact is immense. Something like that, you know. So what is really inspiring is like every day. No, you say something negative. No, so I say something negative to give samples. So I feel bad. Okay, I shouldn't have done that. You know, it's already been done. So no, there's no undo button. It's already done. If there's like the Microsoft walk, then you can undo. That does not make me incapable to improve myself. But it's happened. It's very nice that things that happens. So it's not something that you rejoice. So that's something that you regret. So that's good. You know, you regret. Then you say, next day, you know, you can still, you know, say something nice. You know, something. So that you know, kind of keeps you moves on. That kind of keeps you move on. You know, so like, no matter what kind of circumstances, you are fully capable of improving yourself. Till your last breath, no doubt about that. Tata nye kama sambe tayang ten di nye jo la konani shinto chuse ba tela. So, if I think something negative, that's the worst way to waste my life. So I will not do that, you know. I will try all my best not to do that. Huh? Something like that, make some kind of, you know, kind of say, wish, some strong wish, okay? So now, Ningbo, Tamchu Dube, Tamchu Dube, Tamchu, Dube, Twin Dower, Chao, Ningbo, Lindu, Chide. So I will spend whatever lifespan that I have left, I will spend that, you know, to think every day, you know, think something, you know, so that's something. So bottom line is, you know, to generate more positive thought, okay? As I said, easy to say, generating positive thought is easy to say, but when it comes down to practical level, it's not that easy to do. Especially when you're encountering some difficult object. It's very, very difficult. Very difficult. So that's why, you know, knowledge, Lamrim books needed, Lamrim teachings needed, daily practice helps, setting an altar helps, meditation helps, reading mantra, reading sutras, reciting mantras, going around the stupa also helps, you know. Because when you go around, you feel good, right? Do you feel good when you go around stupa? Yeah, so you must feel good, you know, because that's, you have no clue. I have no clue, not just you, how much merit that you've been creating just going around. Not chasing by bear, you are running out of fear to protect your life. If that's the case, even though you are chasing by bear, but we don't have bear here, even though you are chasing by bear, you are still creating huge amount of merit. But going around that with, you know, some knowledge, you know, so like really, I think this is so that's why, you know, that's why Stupa is there, to just to make you feel good when you go, like the merit that you created. So this is unbelievable, okay? Please take advantage of it. don't want to do this, you know, this purification practice, that purification, all, every single purification practice seems quite complicated. You don't give up. What do? You just go around the stupa, okay? Yeah, you just go around the stupa. It's easy, you know. Don't you think, okay, this is okay, I have no time to do, there's no time to do. I can say a mantra, but I'm not able to visualize because I'm in the car, all this. Then you get done. Just go around the stupa. Okay? You have no idea how much karma is purified. Okay? Then, Shetin, Janso, Chenye, Nyashi, Pupatans, Janso, oceans. Chen means huge, it's not just small. Nyashin, I keep forgetting that word, like the, what do you call, like, it's called Tibetan word, Nyashings, but I'm the only one who understands that. Does that help? Yok, yok, Nyashin, yok, sir. I do yok. Nyashin, Janzo Chen, Janzo Chen, something that in the oceans is called yok, Puga, Nyashin, Puga. It is whole, rebel, turtles. Te means meat, the whole and the turtles, no? Tebalaja. Te, rebel, tebalaja, tundrolaja. Mini, chetokai, miwankis. Mini, chetokai, miwanki. Tamju, tamju, jebe, tende, chiba, jeso. Because that's how, you know, blind turtles living under the oceans, coming out of the oceans once every 100 years. The ocean's kind of wild. You know, the yolk has been pushed around all directions, here, there. The turtle comes once a hundred years, comes out, then able to put the neck into that hole. That's how difficult, you know, it's like, believe it or not, that's how difficult. So we should not take very lightly. The light is, oh, this is not nothing, you know. Look at China, there's like billions of people. But China has more people, but you have only one body. It doesn't mean there's a lot of human beings, doesn't mean, you know, you can't just look down. So believe it or not, that's how difficult, you know, difficult to find this is, you know. That's why they said, Lama Tsongkhapa will repeat, Lama Adichie said, Shakyamuni Buddha said, something to maybe pay a little attention there, you know, maybe something saying something very important. Not paying attention, maybe missing so much, not just knowing that, okay? Then, Mini chetop kawe miwanki tamje chebe tende chiba jis. If that's the case, so you better think something good. Because this is luckily that you got these opportunities. So, you know, so better to think good. Okay, so before this just slip through your hand by doing nothing. Oh, yeah. Tamje chebe tende chiba jis. Kangshi sen rinjen chiba yi nyenjuk. Chuba, chiba tewe jans. Kanji miru chena, dibele, chiba dine, serab, chiba laso. Kanji serne rinje, chiba nye chus. If somebody has, you have like the balls, the beautiful balls, decorated with gold, made out of precious gold, decorated with silver, or made out of silver, then if somebody comes there just has a vomit, you feel, oh, you don't feel good, you know, so like this is just something that I don't have, that's precious, this is very, like, it's very expensive, very valuable, but when it's come down this life, you don't feel like that, huh? It's like almost like that, you know, thinking something negative is like, almost like food, like vomiting on this, the ball that you paid like $100,000, you know, so then, you cherish them so much. You only use the occasion when you have guests, you bring out, then it's called Vetla. So, yeah, so like, in my case, you know, like when Ninja, goes to my altar room. That's exactly, I'm not sure, there's some people told me that she's like stressed up. She's stressed up, you know, so that she's doing that purposely to get my attention. So I'm not sure, like, so anyways, I give her attention all the time, so I'm not sure. So I'm there all the time. I'm at home all the time, so she's there, I'm all the time there. So once in a while, you know, she goes there and then poop in the altar room. That's like, for me, it's like vomiting the precious ball. So then when you see that, you know, so then you feel not really good. So that's like exactly that we should feel thinking something negative, being pessimistic. But we don't feel that. That's exactly the same. So that's why they say, Nyangachubwa chiba tewecha, kangshi mirung chini dikbele chiba dine sherab dine balas. If you don't feel when you think something negative, if you don't feel like that, so that is not, you know, it's not good. So one day at a time, we should not forget, no matter what kind of circumstance, we are still fully capable to develop good thoughts, you know. So there's no matter what kind of circumstance, you know. even if you are in prison, you are still capable, fully capable to develop positive thought, you know. So no matter what kind of circumstance. So that gives you some strength, you know. So like, so there's one song that I very much like, but I don't have that, what do you call, in written? What's called lyrics? So, somebody talking to death. The song, if you remember, the song, yeah, they're talking about death, asking to give me more chance, give me one more chance. Give me one chance. No. So, it's kind of an interesting song, you know, the message. So you always have chance. So somehow that the song that Stephanie I think told me, so I thought kind of the interesting message. Oh yeah, cause you, that's exactly what you should tell yourself. You know, give me one more chance. You know, I'm fully capable. Why? Not because I just want one more chance, not because I'm fully capable to prove myself that I can do, I can turn things around. I can turn things around. Okay. So that, you know, really gives you tremendous strength. Even just remembering certain things that you don't do well, but this, just knowing that gives you tremendous, yesterday is yesterday, it's not today. Tomorrow is tomorrow, it's not today. Yesterday is yesterday. It doesn't become today. In our case, yesterday becomes today, all the time. Right? Am I right? Not like physically, but you know, that's how we live our life. Something that happened yesterday, you know, is past. Or you purify them, there's no undo. You know, so yesterday is yesterday. Today is today, tomorrow is tomorrow. So today is then, you know, that if you, that there's box, there's something in the box. The one box, there's something that's called yesterday. There's things in the box. It's not empty. Today there's box. You're putting something inside. Tomorrow there's the box, there you're going to put something there. If you mix all of them together, there's no good, you know, this. Something has already been done, so there's something that needs to be taken out, something that needs to be kept there. So there's something that, you know, you have aware, certain things that you don't like to see there, that it's already there, so you took this out, you take it out. So if you don't like that, you know, you don't put that here, this new box, you know, don't put it there. You put something that you like. Then when you look back, then there's, when you open that box, then there's things that you like. You know, so there's less things that you don't like. So there's, you know, am I making any sense? My point is living in the past, living with the past. So there's no good past the past. So that's all about, you know, be present. That's what it means, being present, you know. Be present, you know. We are at the present moment all the time, but you know, to be present, that's what it means. So this is the kind of story, so you can read it, you know that. First of all, I couldn't understand them very well. Second, I thought it's well translated in English. Right? Still some kind of story. You don't understand too?
Yeah.
Oh, so they'll give me some burden on my shoulders. What do you say?
How nice
it would be to recapture the fortress. I don't understand that. Shall I read the whole thing? If it wasn't a dream. Pina, my Jagan Jagan, the Jiva, De Tornage, De Tornage, Uringshik, Karti, Karti, once Karti, Lenge cut the top sewa, turbe, domini, shinto dunshi sune, shooter chiji, my chaka, tavala, the minamna, minamna. So that the joy that person get, somebody that's been stole, or maybe robbed, or maybe, you know, like, it's not like that's a.
Yeah,
No. Yeah, somebody owned something, then somebody came to just took it away by power, right? So then when you get that back, the joy that you feel, so that applies to, you know, it's like that, you know, this has been, so, like, you know, not since from the beginning, we have been human. Not like this, that's another case. With this. How do you portrait? What's it called?
Fortress
means like high house, right?
Yeah.
House, kind of looks like castle, on high up. So that castle is like life, human life, okay? So they've been robbed, or maybe, how do you say, took away by something that is. This life is not like then being human, like human, it's not like that, no. Sometimes human, sometimes, you know, something, then, you know, like, it's been like, kind of like, took away, little while, then got back, then took it away, and then like that. The joy, then, the point is, that's how much joy that one should feel. You know, this is something that I got it back, you know, this, I'm fighting for this so long, so finally, I got it. So now I make sure that nobody's going to, like, take it away. We'll take it away. You know, so that's the whole point of stories. See, they are really encouraging us to think something, you know, like, wonderful about, you know. So this, the, otherwise, you know, the topic is like that, you know, difficult to find. That's it. So then why there's, you know, all this explanation again. That's how long it takes. To think, synchronize in our heart. Tanjo Taba Teta Gawanyi ni chudubo gyushu. She podawa sumbada lo teta nyi du gomba chavos. That's how we should think till you feel or felt, oh, this is really something precious, meaningful, so difficult to find. Not just mentally, but, you know, knowledge with heart. So then you can stop. then you don't have to think, then you can stop. Okay? It's very important. Very important. Oh, yeah. Podosuma teda, lo teda wo, nye to gomba chos. Till you reach that aha moment. So you have to think again. If somebody says, oh, you don't look good, that's not true. Somebody says, oh, your life is no meaning, that's not true. So that's why you need to think. Nye means no found. Find, found. When you found, then you don't look for any more because you already found. You don't need to look again because you already found something there you're looking for. Not just looking, you know, like here, looking. Then eventually you found. So now you say, okay, now I have to be, you know, very careful not to lose this, you know, the light, something like that. Okay, that's what I call familiarization. Okay. Tedaje, tawe tena ningbo lenje, chini samaji jebala, chueshi samkesos. In order to how to take essence out of this life, there's been so much talks, been so much speeches and talks and given on this topic. So then, you know, so then now how to take essence out of this life, there's four, you know, critical points that, you know, that one has to learn how to take essence out of the life, this, you know, precious life, okay? Tela dugyo banisa. First one is that you must do. Dugyo means we must do. That's what I'm saying, you must do Gyoba. So then why you must do? Why? Simje tamje dewa Gyoba, dunga min Gyoba, kona yinas. All living beings, what they want, happiness. What they don't want, sufferings. Just that, what they just want, happiness. What they don't want is sufferings. Minja kona yinas. Dewa Gyoba, dunga sewa, tamje chokona yinas. So, achieving that through, you know, achieving happiness, you know, achieving, like, say, goal that don't want, like I say, sufferings. Like precious dharma. So now we talk on this topic many times. What is precious dharma? Precious dharma is something that has to come from the mind, from heart, okay? Why I said that because Lama Tsongkhapa said, karma lenam sambasangela. Positive karma, negative karma is based on the mind. If the mind is good, everything is good. If the mind is negative, everything becomes negative. Therefore, everything depends on the mind. So Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this one mind training text. If you look at this whole entire book has been translated into English. So in that, you know, books, the first one that's composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, first one. So in that, you know, what's the one? In there, somewhere there, so in this book, somewhere there, this book, so then you can find there, in the Lama Tsongkhapa wrote that I just said, Kanalina, some of us, everything depends on the mind. So pure Dharma. I hope that you don't get confused when I say positive thought. That's the best I can say, the positive thought. That's the pure Dharma. Whatever way that you can develop that, you know, so then please do. That's pure Dharma. Okay? So that's why Tambeja said happiness is depend on that. Overcoming from difficult sufferings the achieving happiness is based on pure dharma, which is positive thought. Positive thought. Huh? Then Dubnuba, you say you must do. Why now? Or you already realize that you have been taking so lightly on the life that you possess, looking down, abusing, ruin, all that, been doing that. No, so now you realize, reading Lama Tsongkhapa Lama, you realize that something that you have is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So now this is the perfect time to lead yourself, to make the journey much more, how you say, joyful, much more, you know, less fear, much more joyful, and with confidence, you know. Not unknowing, like clearly knowing where you're heading. Clearly, you know, not just, you know, like fuzzy ideas, you know. Clearly knowing what your journey is going to, where you're going, the journey, you know. So, I say, first one is you must. Second, there's a fourth critical point. How to take essence out of this life that's been, you know, like so precious. First one is you must think, you must do. Second, you are fully capable, Dubnuba, fully capable. You are, Dub means, you know, to achieve, to get something that you want. In this case, happiness. No, you are capable, you must obtain happiness. That's what I say. You must, you know, obtain that goal. Second one is saying you are fully capable, Dubnuba. You met not teachings, you know, as a you met teachers' teachings, and you have this, you know, the boat that's fully capable to cross the ocean of samsara. I already said this, you know, then when? Now. This life. The Maduna Chava Tuma Tanjo. Oh, Chava Tuma. How we are doing? Not good? Okay. Nobody's head is falling down? Okay. So then the next topic I'll read quickly. But this is quite important, you know, as a human being. It's quite important, you know. Fully capable, you know. Said there is now, you know. Madumna Chavatuma Tanjoshinunya Kavishiros, Chavatuma Hanyamashiros. Wishing to have another human rebirth. I'm not sure how many of you are wishing to have another human rebirth. So that's, you know, like human rebirth, liberation, this is something that as a Buddhist practitioner that you wish, you know, have, you know. So that's almost like, you know, I did quite a bit here but not able to completely finish, but I want to continue. So therefore, you know, it will be wonderful to have another human rebirth so I can, you know, continues, you know, so like that. So it's better to use now you already have that you don't have to wish for. So use this, you know, life very wisely. Then, you know, then you can hope another one, you know. So having this, you know, so that's what he say. So then do it in this life, because, you know, this opportunity may not occur. So when? Now. Why? As I said, so I'm substituting this time of death is uncertainty, I'm substituting that with time of stopping heartbeat is uncertainty. It will stop, but we have no clue when it's going to stop. No? Healthy people's heart stop, sick people's heart stop, young people, babies' heart stop, young 10-year-old, no, people's heart stop. No, it is not based on the knowledge. Generally speaking, we can, you know, say, have some idea, but reality, you know, that, you know, that heart the beat stop, not uncertainty of, you know, stopping that heartbeat because of that now. Now, then, you know, this life, when? Now. Think something good, okay? Papa needs to do good. Namjee Mimichus. So, Sumbe is a jewa tingman nam so, chu chawo nyam ni, thorwe lelo kola so. So they say, you know, according to, Kungdang Lama, say, tamje cheju maju nishu tals, you know, not having a time to practice Dharma, 20 years already been passed. No, when you grow up, you know, you are a child, you're always thinking about, only things you think about, you know, play and eat and sleep, you know, so like, just like that, you know. So that's all same. Everybody, from His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, to Shakyamuni Buddha, to Lama Tsongkhapa, but all of us, same. The young age, you know, that's what you do, generally speaking, as a child. So then, you know, then when you become 10, then, so that's why I say, 담지 제주 마주 니슈탄스. 20 years already been passed, not as a, not able to practice Dharma. So that, you know, like, yeah, you may think, oh, that Dharma is a little bit different than what Gisela is saying. Yeah, that Dharma refers to Lamrim practice, all the different practices. But the whole point is to develop positive thought. That all comes down on that, you know. So that's why, as I said, easy to say, think positive, but you know, when you, how, then it's become quite a challenge, you know, how. So, Tamje Chiru Manju Nishuta, Chedo Manju Nishuta, so, then say, okay, now I'm going to, the first one, the 20 years has been passed, not able to practice Dharma, 20 years passed. So then second 20, last, second 20 years thinking, oh, I'm going to do, 20 years has been passed. There's 40 years. So there's, oh no, so no, like then it's 20 years past, there's 60 years. That's Tibetan people's lifespan. Finish. That's how the Tibetan people, generally speaking, that's how they live, no? 60 years, 70, then it's life's over. So, because so there's, you know, something also has, we should not postpone, okay? I'm going to be very mean now to my friend, and tomorrow I may think, no, I'm going to be nice. But tomorrow something happens, and then you say, maybe not tomorrow, it's no good day, you know, so, like that. Then, you know, then it's like, that's no good, you know, so now, okay, that's just, as a Lama, the Lama Kundan Lama, that's what he said. So that's the point is to, we do get lazy, right? We do get lazy, that's for sure, including myself, all of us. So that's why existence is imperfect. So it's important to understand, you know, we do get lazy. So at the same time, sometimes then you say, oh, you can't get lazy. There's something you are doing is very important, very meaningful. Then you just, you know, how you say, encourage yourself. So then, you know, thinking something good is like pushing a rock on the hill. Thinking something negative is like pouring the water down the hill. It's not easy, you know, it's like, so say no pain, no gain. So you say no pain, no gain. No, having a, when you look at somebody, you know, when you see around the Shelly Lake, somebody who has very nice body, you know, like all muscles, you know, like perfect. Oh, I like that body. I like to have that. But do you understand that requires something? It is not a simple wish to have that body. It's not easy. You can have that wish, but to get that, you know, probably there's a lot of work to do, even the physical strength, you know. So then when you see the, sometimes when you see the cat, you know, somebody's playing with a cat, nice cat, you say, oh, it would be wonderful to have one cat. You have to understand what that involves. You know? So there's so much that comes with the cat, you know, like, so the cleaning litter box to all the way to, you know, like the protecting your, like, couch and all this, you know, hair and all this, so many things that it can involve. But you don't see that at that moment. So make sure that so then, you know, like, anyway, Because also my point is, no, we do get lazy. No, sometimes we do get lazy. Okay, I'll do it. No, maybe after 1 hour, let me watch TV a little bit. So I watch TV. So they're like, oh my, the time that passed just watching TV is so fast. When you're trying to recite some mantra, look at it, oh, it's just 10 past 5. I thought it's like 10:30. It's just 5 minutes. Oh, so there's 55 more minutes to go. I'm not sure I can do or not. Like that. So then you have to encourage yourself. There's something that you are doing, something very, very important, you know, for your journey. So then, you know, it helps, okay? So don't just blame. Oh, look, that you have become lazy. It's not good. No, so just recognize we are fully capable. Recognize that. No, oh yeah. So then I will stop now. Here at 8:22. So far we read, I think, almost one page or half page. Okay. So then later on I will read when we come on the lower realms, suffering lower realms, I'll read. You know, you can take nap or you can just, you know, sit there. I will read it very quickly. So no, because of that, according to His Holiness, there are so many, like, places, you know, that you could go. There is risk. So just to understand that's good enough, because in our realm, human realm, we have enough in our plate. So we don't need to put more. So because of that, I'm going to read just, you know, I'm going to read fast, you know. So then, okay, so I'm going to read this first. I think we almost finished. I say, like, look, we did finish half page, almost one page. So when I say these words, I'm just, you know, dedicating our merit, okay? So investing that positive energy that we've been creating, reading Lam Rim, talking about Lam Rim, that, you know, dedicating that merit to welfare all living beings, okay, all living beings. So actually, like, the word says, like, for the enlightenment, so then we are going to have access to that merit long period of time. Just think the merit that's been dedicated for all well-being of all living beings, okay. They are the Ombanza, the Avan Budana, the Wachimene, the Jesuana, the Mayanabas, the Naman, the Jesuana. Changes of Mazamajamogunos and Mulas, the Tea, the Ombazan, the Avan Budana, the Tea, 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 the Tea,